us today. God bless you. How about you one more time? Just clap your hands to the Lord. Let's worship him for another moment, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing us today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and move this. You guys can come on up. If we have any kids in the house, first of all, thank you for coming and joining with me. What is Christmas all about? I thought it was presents. No, okay, Jesus. Yes, absolutely. It's when Jesus Christ came into the world. John chapter 3:16. Anybody know what John 3:16 says? Those of you who can read do now, right? It says, for God so what? God so loved the world. Look to somebody next to you and tell them, God loved you that much. Parents, don't sit there like you're not part of this, all right? You need to tell somebody, too, that God loves you so much. Hallelujah. God loves you so much. So you guys know most of the story, I hope, because I need your help. God sent an angel to Mary. What was that angel's name? Gabriel. You guys rock. Gabriel came and visited a very young girl by the name of Mary. That angel said to Mary, ye shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He said this. He said, he shall be great. That's pretty cool, huh? And shall be called the Son of the Highest. Now, this was prophesied many, many, many years before Mary was even alive by a prophet. Anybody know who prophesied that Jesus would be born? I stumped you on that one, didn't I? Anybody want to guess what prophet it was? No? Isaiah. And it's okay. They didn't know it either. That's why they didn't answer. Isaiah. Isaiah 7:14 says, therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Anybody know what the word Emmanuel means? Yeah. Excellent. Emmanuel means God with us. So this wasn't just going to be another baby boy, right? It wasn't going to be just another Henry, though we love Henry, right? It's not going to be just another Henry. This was going to be a special baby boy that would also be God with us. Now, that is kind of a big deal, right? That means, and the Bible says that God himself came to the earth, robed himself in flesh, and dwelt among us. Now, I want you to think about this real quick, all right? Everybody, pretend like you're God. Sit up straight, puff out your chest. You're the king of the universe. Now, imagine you get this crazy idea. What if I lower myself to be nothing but just a small baby? That's a pretty big deal, isn't it? So the Bible says that after the angel left, Mary went to see her pregnant cousin. Anybody know who the pregnant cousin was? William? Elizabeth. And Elizabeth confirmed what the angel had told her. Elizabeth was also pregnant with a baby. Anybody know who that boy was? John the Baptist. Very good. I'll call on you next, okay? You got this. And the Bible says that when Mary greeted her cousin Elizabeth, what happened to the baby? He kicked, but that's very good, but something specific happened. He jumped for joy. He leaped inside of her belly. I've never been pregnant. But I imagine that felt awfully strange, right? But it wasn't just that the baby leaped for joy inside Elizabeth's womb, but that Elizabeth herself was also filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Well, that's pretty cool, isn't it? And for 3 months, Mary stayed with her cousin Elizabeth. But it was about time that she faced the music and she needed to explain to her husband-to-be, who was Joseph, the situation. When Mary told Joseph she was pregnant, he had every right to be angry, feel disgraced, but God came to him in a dream. An angel visited him. And he verified Mary's story and reassured him that his marriage to her was God's will. And we can read this in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. It says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name, for he shall save his people from their sins. And all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord of the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." All right, everybody, sit up straight, puff out your chest. You're God. As God, nothing can hurt you. You've never been sick. You've never felt pain a day in your life. You've never felt sadness. You've never felt anything like that. You are God. Now, you get this crazy idea that you're going to become a little baby. And as a baby, you can get sick. And as a baby, you can get hurt. As a baby, you're going to be just like all the other humans. If you step on a twig the wrong way, you're going to hurt your leg, right? You're going to get marks in your body and bruises and things like that. God didn't have any of those things, but he chose to become like you and I. I want to read another verse, Isaiah 53 and 4. Isaiah 53 and 4, it says this, "Surely he hath borne our griefs." Everybody say, "He carried it." "And he carried our sorrows." Everybody say, "He carried it." "Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." Now, if you could choose to never feel pain again, would you choose to have pain? No. If you could choose to never feel sorrow again, would you choose to never feel sorrow? You would choose to never feel sorry. The parents aren't listening. Because why would you choose to have that life? But you know who did choose that? God did. Why did God choose to carry our sorrows? Because he loves us. Everybody look to somebody next to you, tell them, He loves you. It's all right. Say it over and over again. That's why he did it. That's why he let himself get sick, because he loves you. That's why he let himself get hurt, because he loves you. He carried the same issues and pain and problems that you and I carry. He did that, but he did it on purpose because he loves us. So when Joseph woke up from his dream, he willingly obeyed God and took Mary to be his wife. But at that time, Caesar Augustus decreed that a census was to be taken, and every person in the entire Roman world had to go to their hometown to register. Joseph, who was part of the lineage or the line of, who was the blood that Joseph had? William. David. Look at that. Y'all need to clap for that. None of y'all would have gotten that. Hallelujah. David, absolutely. And so as he was a part of the line of David, he was required to go to his hometown. Where was his hometown? Bethlehem. Good job. Give her a hand. They needed to go to Bethlehem to register with Mary for their taxes. Maybe it was due to the census, and the whole city was just filled up with a bunch of people coming in to pay their taxes, but the inn was too crowded. They had no room, not even for pregnant Mary. The baby was to be born, but there was no welcoming them in the inn, so she went
in a manger.
Good job. Spoiler alert. Don't get too ahead. Knowing the time was nigh for her to give birth, Mary went into this stable. What is a stable? No, what's a stable? Yeah? A farm. It's a place where the animals stayed, right? They had hay and they had water for the animals. They probably had blankets for the animals and food for the animals and stuff like that. They didn't go to a palace. Everybody, puff up. You're God. And imagine right now you're sitting on a big throne. But now you get this crazy idea. I'm going to leave my big, glorious throne, palace, and kingdom in heaven, and I'm going to be born as a baby inside a stable, a dirty, smelly, yucky, muddy, crowded with animals stable. Why in the world would Jesus do that? Why would God do that? Anybody know? Why? Yeah, but what have we been saying, Rebecca? Do it for us. Absolutely true. Both of those answers are correct. But what have we been saying? It's because he loves us. Everybody look to somebody next to you, a completely different person, and tell them, Jesus loves you. All right, so he was born right there in a stable, but he was cold in the dead of night, without a blanket. The Bible says that Mary wrapped that baby in swaddling clothes. What does that mean, swaddling clothes? Anybody know? What? Something to clean the animals with. Talk about the lowest of lows, right? He went from a palace, a big throne, glorious robes, and he came here to be wrapped in the animals' blankets. Without a bed, she placed the baby in a manger. What's a manger? Anybody know? What? Well, no. Stable's a farm. Rebecca, did you? All right, William. Absolutely. You put food for the animals. They probably had to keep the animals from going in and trying to bite Jesus because they thought there was food in there. That donkey probably thought, why is my food crying right now? Because they had to use a manger, the place where the donkey's food goes, in order to create a bed for baby Jesus. Isn't that so beautiful? How about we clap our hands for the Lord today? And the Bible says that Mary looked into the small, precious face of that baby, and she called him Jesus. Out in the fields, there were some what? Shepherds who were attending their sheep. An angel of the Lord appeared to the shepherds tending their sheep by night. And Luke chapter 2, verse 10 says, and the angel said unto him, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Everybody say, great joy. Everybody smile when you say, great joy. Which shall be to all people, for unto you, everybody say me. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Hallelujah. Suddenly, the Bible says that a great host of heavenly beings appeared with the angels, and they began to do what? They began to sing praises to God. Hallelujah. They said, glory to God in the highest, and on peace and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Clap your hands to the Lord again. They were declaring that a king had been born. A Savior had been born. As the angelic beings departed, the shepherds traveled to Bethlehem to find the Savior that was promised them. There in Bethlehem, they found Mary and Joseph huddled over a manger. Inside that manger, I'm sure it's possible they were looking for some big, great warrior. But what was inside that manger? A baby. They probably were looking for a warrior adorned with some great armor. But instead, they found a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. Just as the angel had said, they had found their Savior. If we go back, who was the prophet that prophesied Jesus? Isaiah. If we go back to Isaiah chapter 53 and 5, it says this, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And that's still true today. I know it was just a baby, but he's still our Savior today, right? He did. Hallelujah. And he took on. Why would he take that on? He was already a God. Everybody sit up straight. Puff out your chest. He's already a great big God. Why would he need to come down and take all of this and place it on his shoulders for us? But why would he do that, William? Right, but why would he die on the cross? For our sins? Come on, guys. These are all correct, but because he loved us. You know what's coming. Tell somebody next to you he loves you. First Peter chapter 2, verse 24, it says, who his own self bare our sins. Again, he carried our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye are healed. Everybody puff out your chest. Sit up straight. You are the most holy, sinless, righteous being that was ever in the earth, ever in eternity. Why then would you take on sin? Why? Because he loves us. Because he loves us. Sometime after the birth of Jesus Christ, there were men, wise men. They took note of, what is that thing in the corner there? A star. They traveled far and wide to find the location of that star because they knew somewhere a king had been born. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 1, it says, now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east. I lost my place, praise God. In the east, and are come to worship him. The star, they were looking for a king, right? But the star didn't lead them to a throne. Star didn't lead them to a palace. But the star led them to a baby in a manger. What did they bring to Jesus? What gifts? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, a gift fitting for a king, not a baby. That baby probably said, I don't know what this is. Can I eat it? They brought it for a king. He may not have looked like a king yet, but he would grow to be the king of the world. Hallelujah. A few people got to see him, only a few. To Mary, he was called what? Jesus. To the shepherds, he was known as a Savior. And to the wise men, he was called a king. Who, what prophet was it that prophesied of Jesus being born? William. Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government, everybody say government. That word government means the rule or the dominion. You know what dominion means? It means that you are now king. So what it means is that the kingdom, the dominion, the kingship has now been placed upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Isn't that amazing today? Hallelujah. How about we stand to our feet? Let's worship the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God, for coming, being our Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross. Thank you, Jesus. I'm wondering if right now, as a church body, we could join down in this altar. And you guys, you can go ahead and go down to the altar with them. We're just, as a family, as a church family, let's come down to this altar together. Let's join. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. Come together. If your family's here, you can come down with your family. As we see in these scriptures that God took on flesh. Everybody say, he carried it. He took on our sorrows. Everybody say, he carried it. He bore our griefs. Everybody say, he carried it. He took on our sins. Everybody say, he carried it. And before you think he's God, he could have done that. No, he purposefully became a man so that it would be hard. He purposefully became a man so that he would struggle. But on those shoulders, he took on the rule and dominion of the kingdom. How did he do all that? It's because the story of Jesus doesn't end with a baby in the manger. The story of Jesus, it ends with a Savior carrying a cross. Jesus placed on his shoulders. He walked those streets to Golgotha, carrying our griefs, our sorrows, and our sins. John 19 and 17, it says, and he, bearing our cross, went forth into a place called the place of the skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha. That's the place where they crucified him. Crucified two others with him. Pilate, he wrote a title for that cross and he placed it on the top of it. On that sign, it was written this: Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. This morning, I just want to tell somebody, I know it's a Christmas service, but I want to tell somebody, he carried your grief so you do not have to. He carried your sorrows so you do not have to. He carried your sins so you do not have to. He carried eternal punishment so you do not have to. And today, he is our King and dominion. Would you right now lift up your hands and say, Lord Jesus, I give it to you, Lord God. Come on, if you've got grief, would you give it to Him today? If you've got sorrow, would you give it to Him today? If you've got pain, there is healing by His stripes today. If you've got sin, would you repent and lay it on the shoulders of Jesus? Why? Because He's carrying it. He chose to carry it because He loves you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We'll bow down and say You are God.
Oh, that's right. Whatever you got to do right now to show reverence to the One who carried it all on His shoulders. Whatever you got to do right now to give reverence to the One who carried it on His shoulders. Brother Judas, if you could display that picture of Jesus carrying the cross. Today I'm not just worshiping a baby in a manger. I'm worshiping a Savior with a cross.
King of glory, fill this place. Just wanna be with You. Just wanna be with You. Yes, the world will bow down and say You are God. Every man will bow down and say You are King. So let's start right now.
Come on, if you want to honor Him this Christmas, give it all away to Him. If you want to honor Him this Christmas, give Him your sin. If you want to honor Him this Christmas, give Him your fears. If you want to honor Him, give Him your sorrows. Because He's not just a baby in a manger. Oh, He's a Savior with a cross. And He's a King with dominion.
Just wanna be with You. King of glory, fill this place. Just wanna be with You. Just wanna be with You. King of glory, fill this place. Just wanna be with You.
You're not alone this Christmas. You're not alone this Christmas. You're not alone this Christmas. Oh, that's right. Hallelujah. If you're done praying, would you find somebody to pray with right now? Would you find somebody to wrap your arms around them? Hold them up. Hallelujah. Let them know they're not alone. You don't have to carry the burden alone. You don't have to carry the burden alone. We're in this together. We're in this together. We're in this with Christ.
King of my joy, fill this place. Glory, King of glory. dance in your presence, 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 dance in your presence. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. We'll sing hallelujah till you come again. And we'll dance in your presence till you come again. I'll just sing hallelujah till you come again. And I'll dance in your presence till you come again. We will sing hallelujah till you come again. Yes, we'll dance in your presence till you come again. We will sing hallelujah till you come again. And we'll dance in your presence, dance in your presence, dance in your presence, dance in your presence. King of glory, fill this place. We just want to be with you. We just want to be with you. King of glory, fill this place. Just want to be with you. Just want to be with you. King of glory, fill this place. Just want to be with you. Just wanna be with you. King of glory, fill this place. Just wanna be with you. Just wanna be with you. And I'll dance in your presence, dance in your presence. Dance in your presence, 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 dance in your presence. We will sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. King of glory, fill this place. Just wanna be with you. Just wanna be with you. King of glory, fill. Just wanna be with you. We just wanna be with you.
Hallelujah. And why would he do all of this? Because he loves you. Hallelujah. I pray that this Christmas you are filled with the love of God, that you will feel his presence and his love in your home, with your families. Hallelujah. What a wonderful thing to know Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. How about one more time? We just stand to our feet. Thank you so much for coming and joining with us for our Christmas service. Please remember this Tuesday night is our candlelight service. Again, it's a very intimate setting. It's not as official as a church service. It's more intimate than that. And we're going to have just Christmas hymns and just a remembrance. We're going to recreate that night that Jesus was born. To me, it is, again, the highlight of my Christmas. It always officially starts. My Christmas officially starts with our candlelight service. 7 o'clock Tuesday, we'd love for you to be there. How about we say a word of prayer right now as we dismiss? Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you so much for your love. Thank you for carrying upon your shoulders our griefs and our sorrows, our sins, Lord, for carrying that cross, Lord, and for taking upon your shoulders the dominion of the kingdom. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our conquering King, Lord God. Hallelujah. Not just a God that's distant up in the heavens, but a God who's willing to come and dwell among us, die for us, so that you may win the victory for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus. One more time, how about we lift up our voices in praise and acknowledgement to our King, our conquering Savior today. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. Make sure you go and greet somebody before you leave. Get a cup of hot chocolate and enjoy that. If you'd like to participate Tuesday in the singing or the playing, please stay after service. We're going to have a meeting in the youth room right now. So if you'd like to join us Tuesday and help to sing at all or do any of the music or anything like that, let's go in the youth room right now and join us. And that way we can put a plan together and all that. God bless you. We are dismissed in Jesus' name.